This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take our Bibles very quickly. I was listening to my audio Bible. There's a particular psalm. Yes. Hallelujah. Psalm 42. Let me see. Hallelujah. Okay, before we go to Psalm 42, let's read our core scripture. Let's read our core scripture. Let's read our core scripture. Hallelujah. I'm so excited tonight. Acts 16. Hallelujah. Then we'll go to Psalm 47. That's it. Let's read first. One to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, say immediately, how many doors were open? Some doors were open. 95%. Only financial doors. Maybe spiritual doors. Every door. And everyone's bands were loose. Say everyone. Everyone. What's happening there? You know, I don't like distractions at the back when I'm ministering. Everyone's bands, what? Were loosed. Amen. Tonight, everyone's bands will be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Hallelujah. When I read this psalm, you're going to do everything it says, okay? Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout. I say, God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Say, God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God seated upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. One more time, clap your hands and give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Sing shout of praise.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.
My God is a good shopping. to life. Let there be restoration. Let there be breakthroughs. Let the rain of heaven fall. Are you ready? When I count 10 and blow the trumpet, you shout victory. 1, 2, 3. Sorrow will be turned to joy. Money will be turned to dancing. We release victory over our nation. 4, 5. In your homes, in your places of work, all those gathered against us will scatter. 6, 7, 8. After the trumpet sound, after the trumpet sound. Let blood conditions be healed right now. Let kidney diseases be reversed. I see healing streams right now. Every cardiovascular condition be healed right now. Let it be healed right now. That miscarriage every time comes to an end. That failure at the edge of a breakthrough comes to an end. Everything that has died in your life, any good thing that has died, that is dying, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, come back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. In every life, in every destiny, we say, let there be light. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light over our children. Let there be light over our homes. Let there be light in our marriages. Everyone troubling your marriage shall be troubled right now. The Lord begins to trouble our troublers. Everyone troubling you at your place of work comes under attack right now. We trouble the troublers. Let the troublers of Nigeria be troubled. Let the troublers of our nation be troubled. Ah, there is a child that is sick right now. On the head, in the head, on the head. Receive healing right now. Receive healing right now. Oh, somebody pray in tongues. Tonight is a night of power. Lift your hands right now. I declare, listen to me, you are someone's earnest prayer point. You are an answer to someone's prayer. Someone somewhere is eagerly seeking your gift, your talent, your skill, your personality, your trait, your services, your product, experience, and know-how. Now, but the issue is how to connect with that person or group of people. The good news is that is where God comes in. I pray for someone under the sound of my voice right now. By the mighty, valiant hand of God. Play for me. Oh Lord, walk, 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 walk. He's turning things around. By divine providence and sovereignty. I declare that time and chance begins to happen for you right now. Just as God caused the lost asses to be found. And caused Saul to connect with Samuel the prophet. Just as God caused Ruth to cross Boaz's path, that in this season God will cause your path to cross with key destiny helpers. May the wind of God blow you to your destiny. That amen is too weak. I declare in the next 72 days, may bone meet their bone, may flesh meet their flesh. That which you waited for has come to pass. Pregnant woman, I say, carry your baby. Single lady, single man, meet your spouse. In the name of Jesus. Ah, I release. I see houses for God's people. I see properties. Listen to me. Listen to me. See, listen, I'm not a materialist or a materialistic person. You, most of you know me, I'm a simple guy by God's grace. But you see, when God says have dominion, I know it's, you know, spiritual, but it includes having dominion upon the earth. How can our Father be a lower Boboro, the one who owns the universe, and you don't have a stake in the earth? A few years ago, I was praying. I was not praying about properties. I was not.
I was just having a time with God, and this grace came upon me, and the Lord placed upon my heart that I must begin to own properties. I woke up from that place of prayer, and that day I bought a land. I declare right now, since then, I've seen God do great things. May the grace to possess the earth come to you. That amen here is too weak. You better don't wait for people online to be blessed, and you are here. Begin to possess the earth. Begin to possess new territories. For those that believe, let there be a performance. Let the kingdom of God expand. Let the frontiers of the kingdom expand. Let ministries begin to possess the land. Let Christian companies begin to possess the land. I pray for Christian entrepreneurs, Christian businesses, begin to expand. Begin to expand nationally, regionally. Begin to expand globally. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Numbers 11:31. Now a wind went out from the Lord and drove quail in from the sea. It brought them down all around the camp to about 3 feet above the ground, as far as day's walk in any direction. Now the children of Israel were in need of food. The Spirit of God blew upon the sea and it brought quail. May the Spirit of God begin to blow right now. May resources begin to come to your hands. May divine provision begin to come to your hand. Everything you require for life and godliness, by the Spirit of God, let it begin to come to you. Let it blow destiny helpers to you. Let it blow you to destiny helpers. Let it blow you to your place of glory, to your place of destiny. I remember a prayer. I was meditating upon, I think today or yesterday. I began to say to myself, there is a relationship between destiny and purpose fulfillment and your decisions. You didn't hear me. Say, there is a relationship. There is a connection between destiny or purpose fulfillment and your decisions. Let me say it again. There is a connection. There is a relationship between fulfilling destiny, between fulfilling purpose and your decisions. Right now, I pray for you now by the Spirit of God. Like never before, begin to hear a voice behind you, within you, saying, this is the way. Walk in it. In the name of Jesus, may the voice of God not be lacking in your life. Now, let me tell you what I mean. Somebody pray in tongues. Ela kande la bradas. Eya daba shakaya. Eya bakada. Oh. 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 Some of you, is not the devil that is the problem. It's the decisions you've been making. Yada bakala saname. Joshua 1:8. Let me say it another way. There is a decision between successful life and the word of God and the voice you hear. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, you see, all to do according to all that is written therein. For then what will happen? And thou shalt have good success. Your ability to hear the voice of the word of God is what determines purpose and destiny fulfillment. Can I pray tonight? Years ago, I was in a band, and I'm still praying now. You know, Spectrum 4 with some of my friends, great musicians, and you know, who are doing well around the world. You know, we all put in for what we call Berklee Scholarship. Berklee College is like the Harvard of music. It's the Harvard of music. You know, it's the Harvard of contemporary music. It's the place every musician wants to go. It was my dream. It was what I was dreaming and planning, practicing and working hard. We entered in for this scholarship, and I won a scholarship in Berklee College, Boston. 4 out of 5 of us won the scholarship. Our dream came true. Just as we were about to apply to begin to make plans to travel, God said, "You will not go there." My friends thought that I was Kolo Menta. They said, "I've been brainwashed." They said, "This guy has lost it." But I knew I heard the voice of God. Amen. Now, I may have gone to Berklee, maybe become one very good trumpet player somewhere, married to a black American or a Nigerian or a white girl somewhere. But you see, imagine what I would have sacrificed. Imagine the souls that have been touched through Hallelujah Challenge, through the recordings, through pastoring. May you not mortgage your destiny on the altar of mediocrity. Let me say it again. That's why it's important. Why people are jackbaing now? There are some people who are supposed to jackba and are still here. If you are supposed to go and you are still here, may the wind of God push you there. And if you are supposed to stay here and you are going, may the wind of God push you back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for you right now. May you begin to hear a voice behind you, beside you, within you, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." In this Hallelujah Challenge, one of the blessings you will go with is the blessing of the clarity of God's voice. May you begin to hear God clearly. Say, "By the mercy of God, I begin to walk in the fullness of my purpose." Now, we are going to pray a dangerous prayer now. Say, "Father, every plan, every arrangement I have made that is not according to your will, that is outside of your will, any arrangement maritally, in my career, in my finance, whatever it is that is not according to your will," say, "scatter it right now." Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Please pray this prayer. Some relationships will scatter tonight. Some doors will close tonight. Some opportunities will end tonight. Put Colossians 4:12 for me. Scatter it. Every plan that is not your plan. The Bible says that many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, only the counsel of God shall stand. In the lives of your people, any plan that is not of God, let it scatter. Let it scatter. Let it scatter. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, this is how to live a full and fulfilled life. Let me give you a pointer. If you are afraid to pray that prayer concerning any matter, it's a pointer that you know you are doing something that is not in God's will. If when I said to pray that prayer, maybe your relationship came to your heart and you are afraid to pray it, there is a high chance that there is a witness of the Spirit that where you are is not of God. Tonight, God wants to settle destinies. I did not plan to pray this. I just found myself here. Colossians 4:12. You see, I would have, today I'm married to my sweet baby. Come, let them see you now. Just don't want to. And I'm living the best life. And I'm impacting the world for God. Because of the mercy of God's voice. May that mercy show up for you. And let me pray for someone who may have thought they've taken wrong turns. We serve a God that restores. I declare restoration of lost years now. May God compress your lost years and give you an arrears of restoration in the name of Jesus. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Say, Father, every plan that I am making that is according to your will in every area of my life, establish it now. I declare that I will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You know, I prayed this prayer for years. I found this scripture for years. Let me give you free of charge. It says, to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God for your life. It also means you may stand perfect and complete in some of the will of God for your life. In some areas, you may be in God's will, but in other areas. So you may be married to the right person, but you may be walking in the wrong place. You may be walking in a very good place, but you're about to marry the wrong person. But this prayer covers every area. Say, Father, by this grace tonight, I will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God for my life. Open your mouth and pray. In other words, your children will go to the school God wants them to go. In other words, you will live in the place God wants you to live. You will be in the ministry that God wants you to be. You will be in the church that God has ordained for you. You will do the business that God has planned for you. Something is happening tonight. I see massive testimonies of healings happening right now. I see them. I see restoration. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray for every pregnant woman. Father, our pregnant women will carry to full term. They will carry to full term. They will carry to full term. That which is threatening to cut short that pregnancy is cut off right now. In the name of Jesus. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. You know, we are believing God for some of our ladies here, for their children. And Father, I make you a vow that when those testimonies come, we will come to this altar, wherever it is, and dance with our testimony for you. This is a vow I'm making on behalf of those daughters and sons of mine. Do it, that your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Please, let's take our PVCs. I hear some of our brethren in diaspora say, okay, what if we don't have our passport? I mean, our PVCs, we can use your passport. Just have a point of contact. Let's speak over our nation. Begin to share your testimonies if God has touched you. Begin to share. Send them in. There will be a night we will minister to people the baptism of the Spirit. Now, before I forget, day 4, which is 10th of February, is the day we are trusting God for supernatural release of babies. Before I forget, I have a lot of things going through my heart. I have to blow the trumpet 10 times from today. Every time we sound it 10 times. 10 is our prophetic number. Please, let's wave our voter's card. You know, people around the world, you may say I'm partial to Nigeria. That's because I'm a Nigerian. Amen. So, I must bless the nation that has blessed me. I'm a product of this nation. I love this nation. So, you may join to pray with us, or while we are praying for Nigeria, you may pray for your nation. This month is the month of our election, and we believe it's a make or mar election. We can't afford to put the wrong man or woman or the wrong men or women at the helm this election. We can't afford it. We are that breaking point, so we need the mercy of God. Please wave. Say, Father, by the mercy of God, as we vote, let this voter's card become a point of contact. Let it become a weapon. Choose for us. By this voter's card, we will elect godly, righteous leadership and leaders, and will eject corrupt, incompetent leadership in all sphere of government. Open your mouth and pray that God will give us men and women of upright heart and skillful hands, people who are responsible, faithful and trustworthy as we vote. Everyone God has not planned to lead this nation will not lead this nation. And anyone God has planned to lead this nation, by the supernatural mighty hand of God, God will make a way for them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. By extension, pray for the nations of the earth. Say, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us your mercy. Show us your mercy. Show us your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. That instruction is coming to me. Every one of our ladies here, Chafi, Siwa, anybody else, you know, Jumoke, you've heard the testimonies. You know, tomorrow, go and I'm saying this to ladies around the world, with your husband as well, because childbearing is not just a women's issue. Because many times people feel that it's the woman. It's both the man and the woman. Okay? Go and look for a costume. The whole of tomorrow, you will dress like what? A pregnant woman. In the city of David, we used to do what is called Hallelujah. Hallelujah Sunday was a day we dress as fools for God, because Hallelujah means to be clamorously foolish. So we came dressing like fools. Tomorrow is the day. Okay, let me also add for people, dress like your miracle. Dress the way you are expecting. Let me add for other people too. I can do that. I have the authority to do that. But more especially for pregnant women, come looking big. Come with two pillows. My wife, okay? Amen. Oh, come. Hey, hallelujah. So if you want twins, put two pillows. If you want triplet, you heard the testimonies. See, this is a prophetic platform. Somebody give God the Holy Ghost laughter. Your miracle is coming. Your miracle is coming. Let's sing a new song.
Your miracle is coming. Your miracle.
Say my baby,
my baby is coming.
My baby,
my baby is coming.
Your bobo,
my bobo is coming.
Name it, you are in the presence of God. Name that miracle by faith. From your mouth to God's ears. Tomorrow, the proof on my page, you've heard those testimonies, there are tens of them. Tens of them. We declare these things as a joke and they happen. Come dressed like that. So wear a gown. Tie it well so it won't fall when you're dancing. Act like, you see, that's faith. See, that's faith. Act like it. You want to get married? Dress. Look for a wedding, a makeshift wedding gown. Hallelujah. This is, it's called Hallelujah Challenge. It means Fools for God Challenge. So, forgive me if I look crazy tomorrow. I want to look like my miracle. Dress like a CEO. Dress like a pilot. Dress like a developer. Dress like a prophet. Like a prophet, I don't say you can bring big God, big amen. Hallelujah. You are a New Testament prophet. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Amen. Before we go, have you been blessed today? Have you been blessed?
If you knew the battle we had behind the scenes, all that dancing we're dancing. At some point, we felt the light would go off. Something was burning. Every time God is about to visit us, the devil just tries. Can you laugh at him for a minute? Hallelujah. Amen. Please, having said that, we must go and vote. Amen. Go and vote. Vote for the person you want your children to look like. Let me leave it there. Now, if you are not born again, you are missing out on the joy that we experience here. Look at the faces of these young people. No wahala, only hallelujah. Say no wahala, only hallelujah. No wahala, only hallelujah. That's because we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. The thing where you did to the sweet poverty. Some people may think I'm selling a Jesus that is good to you. Many times people present a Jesus that is melancholic, devoid of joy, depressed. No. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I'm inviting you to this salvation. It's such a great salvation. Somebody paid for your sins. Somebody died for you. My goodness, he died for you. My this Jesus has changed my life. This Jesus has changed my life. This Jesus has changed my life. He has made me a joy of many generations. He has picked me from the dunghill. See what he has done with me. He wants to do the same with you. He wants to save you. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter how deep you've been in sin. This Jesus can change your life. Tonight, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, and I sense there are thousands of you, just lift your hands. Oh my goodness. 2 days ago, I was telling my wife is here. Babe, here, please come. I'm not joking now, come. When I was in the room, what did I say to you? We were talking and I turned to my wife. I said, the grace on my life is too much. What did I do? I knelt down. My wife, it wasn't the church. We were not in the church. I love this Jesus. See, I'm not perfect, but I love Jesus. I know I'm not the best Christian, but I tell you, I know I'm special to him. I was just talking to my wife in the room. I knelt down. I thanked him for the grace of God. He wants to give you that grace. See what he's doing through my life. So if you want to make him your Lord, just lift your hands. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. If everything your servant, your son, Nathaniel Bassey, has said is true, prove it in my life. As I confess you as my Lord and Savior, I forsake my sins. I open the door of my heart. Come in. Be the Lord of my life. Wash my sins. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and use me for your glory. I'm born again in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare tonight, everyone who has said this prayer, saved to the uttermost. In Jesus' mighty name. I declare them saved. I declare them saved. What God is doing through us, he'll do more through you. You will shake the world for Jesus. You are a light that will pierce the darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please don't forget, tomorrow, let's bless the couple that blessed us with the generating set. Father, we bless that couple. I'm tempted to mention their name, but let me not. They begged me not to mention their name. Father, let the grace that has been in this place, overwhelming grace, overwhelm them with your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we're going to close with 10 trumpet sound. And then tomorrow we'll begin to sing, see what the Lord has done. And Tobechukwu. Tobechukwu is out today. It will bless you. I don't know if you are ready for the album that God has released through us. The songs are too much. Are you ready? When I blow, you shout hallelujah. Those of you who have given your life to Christ, go to my bio. You'll see a link. Fill the form. I will get back to you. And if you want to sow, you want to give, go to our page, to our website, hallelujahchallengelife.com. It's there on the screen, hallelujahchallengelife.com. You know, this is a powerful ground to give. We're not saying that because we have a need, but perhaps God wants to use it to release something to you. And also, you want to bless these young people. These young people. I'm telling you, we handle your funds judiciously. I personally made a vow not to, some years ago, not to take any money from there for my personal use. So I don't take a dime from it. It's to bless these young people, to pay the bills. You don't know how much we spend doing this, but God provides. So if God has led you and people been giving so generously, please go to the site and God will bless you. Amen. Am I forgetting anything? Please bring your journals tomorrow. Okay? We'll waive our journals from tomorrow. Amen. God bless you and share your testimonies. If you have your testimonies, share your testimonies. God bless you. See you. Today is a very special day. Bye-bye.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.